Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we feature the history-making chess teams from St. Jago High School. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. St. Jago High School stamped its authority as the island's best chess-playing school this month after claiming victory in both the national boys and girls tournaments. Both events are fully sponsored by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, which provided the venue, trophies, and cash prizes for the tournaments. All games were played inside the PCJ Auditorium in New Kingston. In its first ever appearance at the Dr. Hope Anderson All-Island High School Girls Chess Tournament, St. Jago claimed victory after triumphing over defending champions Campion College. Both teams had entered the final round of competition tied on points. However, with St. Jago having defeated Campion in a preliminary round, the Monk Street School was declared victor based on a better head-to-head ranking. In the absolute All-Island High School Chess Tournament, which followed the female tournament, the St. Jago male team was unbeaten in six rounds of competition, playing in a field of 16 teams from the 10 schools that made it to the competition. The win in the 2018 competition gave St. Jago its ninth hole on the championship trophy, cementing the school's status as the winningest team in the competition's history.
Our training actually starts a year prior to the tournament. As soon as the tournament is finished, we take a week's break and we start again for next year. It's an intense year of training, several camps that we have to, you know, undergo, rigorous training throughout the day, ensure that the students compete in championships right throughout the year leading up to this event.
Coach of St. Jago High's chess team and National Chess Master Mikhail Solomon says it wasn't too difficult to get the students to buy into his winning philosophy, despite competing interests from sports such as football and track and field.
My job as a coach is to make chess as appealing as possible and to facilitate an environment where students can learn while having fun. The good thing about chess is that, you know, once you consistently put in the work, it actually helps you in other areas of your life, like in your academics and your thoughts and support. So you see, once I can get them to play and get them to train, then after a while, they develop their own love for the game.
The chess coach says the school has no plans to let go of the trophy anytime soon, noting that there is enough young talent available to ensure St. Jago stays on top.
This is a broad base set. We ensure that each year we continually develop our young talent. We have a rich pool of youngsters coming in that we develop on. And so over time, they grow, they matriculate, and they stay with the program.
The Spanish Town-based school's chess program is also well supported by the administration and alumni. And with that level of support, the sky's the limit for St. Jago's chess program.
We are well supported by the Past Students Association, especially our director of the program, Claire Clark Grant. They have invested in the program, meaning that, you know, whatever materials we need provided for, and staff at St. Jago support us. And as I said, we continually recruit from a young age. So we have a good support system around us. The students love the game, and with the favor of God, the rest is history.
Coach of St. Jago High's chess team and National Chess Master, Mikhail Solomon. In the meantime, members of the public are being invited to be part of the Sports Wellness Club at the National Stadium. Every Wednesday at the stadium, participants will be taken through a fun and exciting fitness regime geared at helping persons lose weight and stay fit. Participation is free. Activities start at 5:30 p.m. Invite your friends to come along and remember to bring your own hydration fluids. Contact Anne-Marie Spence-Heron at 431-1988 for more details. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
Now you can apply for your passport more conveniently. Simply drop off your application using our safe and convenient Dropbox service during regular opening hours at PICA's headquarters. Put your completed application form in the envelope provided, fill out the required information on the envelope, seal, and place in the Dropbox. It's that simple. You can even have your passport delivered to you by courier service. PICA, making applying for your passport a breeze.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.